Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're here with Gina's Groove Theory. It is 11:03 in the p.m. broadcasting here in Long Beach, California. This is your KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Thank you for joining me my second night back. God bless. And you know, like I start every night, like the same, giving God his praise, thanks, and the glory for all that he's done for me. He saved my life. He has my family here with me. My loved ones, I can't ask for any more. You guys out there, thank you for joining us. So let's give God our praise and thanks. Hello, everybody. You're live with Gina's Groove Theory. Tonight, we're going to be having, it's kind of like an update on a couple of Sundays ago. We had Bishop Brett out there. We had L&L out there. They were talking about love and getting together, what we can do to keep our loves, interesting. I've had a great awakening this past week or so, 2 weeks. I'm empowered tonight. I'm empowered by a lot of things that I've learned, a lot of things that I've seen. I've come to terms with myself, I'm urging everybody to do the same. You know, be very, very selective about the people that you're dealing with. I said it once, I said it twice. You never know what you got or what you're dealing with or who it is. And you know what, if there's a red flag, you know, somebody's waving a flag or you see some kind of, you know, behaviors that, hey, you got to say, hey, back it up, right? You best be backing it up because I'm learning. I'm taking heed to what, you know, I'm seeing. You know, hey, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. Damn it, it is a duck. And there's no need for me to be out there being hunted for duck season. So you guys, get it together for tonight's show. I want you to bring your honesty. I want you to bring what your true life is. Go ahead and touch in with my girl, Elle. We're going to go ahead and try to get Elle and Elle back out here so we can get this update. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and I'm going to get with Bishop and see what good news he has. He's very proud of me. I'm very proud of myself. You know, there's some things that we do have control over. And one thing we do have control over, which my son always says, he says, Mom, people only do to you what you allow them to do to you. People only treat you the way that they want, the way you want to be treated, and that you expect what you allow and what you're comfortable with. And if you're comfortable with someone treating you half-assed, and, you know, I mean, that's kind of what we get, half-assed treatment. But also, other than that, you got to know how much you hold and how important you are to the people who love you and who's got your back and who's really there for you. You got to consider these things, and that's what I'm considering today. So with all you guys out there, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being out here tonight. Stay tuned. Bring it. We're going to bring it tonight. We're going to talk about some real issues. Maybe we get down to some real love things and we can find out what is it really out here, what everybody's talking about. You know, Bishop broke it out. He told it like it was. He told it about the game. He told it about, hopefully my friend LaRon's going to be out here. I'm going to touch on, you know, Mr. Neil. I'm going to see, hey, I got a lot of exciting things going on, you know. Other than my healing and me getting my spirit right and getting my life back and taking control of what goes on in my life and the people who are in it, I'm doing just real fine, and I hope you guys are blessed and impressed as well. So we can get this party started. Started off with something real cool. You know, hey, I always give it up. Cortez says, why do you always say the same thing? But I got to give it up for that soldier, because you know what? Tonight I'm a soldier. Today we're all soldiers. We're a soldier in this battle. And as far as the things we got going on with this nonprofit and all the people that are working together, you know what? I got faith in the people that I deal with. I got faith in the people that I can see, that I can touch. I got faith in God first and foremost, but I got faith in whoever is a part of doing something good for others. So stay close. Okay, you soldiers, you get it together and bring it, you guys.
I want a soldier.
Where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them polos around me.
I got a soldier.
With the top down, feeling the sound, quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holla at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like cleaning. Open them out, they grill, gleaming. Candy paint, keep that whip cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, they be in the back beating. I be so low from that chiefin. I love how he keep my body screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
I ain't checking for him, but I'll be straight if they're looking at me. And country girls, the kind of girls they like.
Hey everybody out there, this is Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:14 in the p.m. This is September 20th, 2012. You're here broadcasting and live with Gina's Groove Theory in Long Beach, California, representing for all my classmates up at LBCC. I missed you these past few days. On a note, I'm going to go ahead and send a shout out to my teacher. Just got a little email. You know, I missed this class two Fridays, you know, because of, you know, what's going on with me. But, I got an email today, and I guess we won't be having a test, and we won't be having class on Friday. His mother passed away. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play something in acknowledgement for him and for his mom, because I know how it feels to lose, you know, your mom, your guardian, especially if they've been there for you through everything. Nowadays, like I tell people, if you have a mom, you're blessed and impressed. People who take their mothers and fathers and parents, you know, for granted, and they don't, you know, catch it in time, and you don't get that time to share and that time to tell them how much you feel and say you're sorry, and, you know, accept responsibility for your actions as an adult and whatever actions that they did, and have love for them and trust them, and, you know, feel you know, feel that you've done a good job and that you've represented well. That's the way we do it as mothers and fathers and parents and the Native American way, the traditional way of family and what family means, and how we have to raise our loved ones and keep our families together and keep our loved ones together. So with that, you know, much love to him and to his family, you know, and their time of sorrow. So I'm going to go ahead and play another cut out there. So I'm going to send this out here for his mom. I don't know if he listens to my radio show or not, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and send something Dear Mama for him. So you guys, you know, just bow your heads in a moment of silence. Think about the moms that have already gone and lost. Think about the mothers who are still here. Think about the mothers who are out here busting their butts, ones who are still having grown adults still at home, mothers who are mothering old folks, mothers who are mothering people who just need a bottle. So we're going to go ahead and send that shout out here. Here's Tupac, Dear Mama. Shout out there to you, Mr. Salas, my political science teacher. You're in my prayers. You're in my thoughts. You're in my mind. I'm going to keep it pushing. Here we go, you guys. Here we go, Dear Mommy God. How about that? I'm still here. Hold on.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school. Scared to go home, I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:21 in the p.m., September 20th, 2012. Representing here in Long Beach, California, this is Gina at The Theory. Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you for all your support. I know it's going to be kind of a, well, you know, we've had all kinds of shows. We have shows from cheaters to gold diggers to, you know, women who, you know, we've had it all. And pretty much Bishop Brett came out here and broke it down and told his get down. And we had another gentleman out here who, you know, represented with the black man and, you know, with the man who's serious about commitment and all that, you know, what they really stand for. And, you know, they're not about playing games. And we also had the lies and the deceitful things that men and women both do, because on both sides, everybody, like they say, everybody does have a get down. And with that get down, that means, you know what, when you got a get down, that means you got a purpose. You have some type of motive that's making you driven to do the things you do. And, you know, for me, I like honesty. Honesty is always the best policy, but I do like to get to the fact of why it is that people lie. Of course, I mean, we all would want to know. What is it that drives a woman to go out and do the things she does, you know, when she tricks them or whatever, you know, when she wants this and she wants jewels, rubies, and, you know, and all this extra stuff us women want? What is it that she does that may not be of good nature to get it? So, and that goes for men, too. The show that we had about men lying about to get, you know, to get sex, that was a really intense show. And in that show, Bishop Brett did tell it. He told it like it was. He's like, hey, you know, he had 9 women at a time, and, you know, everybody really served a purpose. And, you know, I look around, and I'm learning, and I'm having these visions and things of the people that I'm around. And as you guys know, you know, I'm still in recovery, still recovering. And, you know, it's kind of tough for me. You know, I'm kind of a little frustrated because, you know, I don't have my hand back working good. And, you know, I'm just asking everybody to send up some prayers that, you know, my hand, you know, completely recovers. As you know, I got so many things to do, and I got so many plans out here. Yeah, we have a great job out here to do. We have a job to get this community regulated. We have a job to make sure that we can fund it and we can take care of it. We have a job to represent our people and make something of it. I've already put mine down, the people who are out here with me who support me. I already put my 40 on it, so that goes for the rest of you guys. You guys can come up with a name. I already got Pearl, so whatever. It could be Pearls of Hope. It could be a, you know, like I always say, you know, the world is your oyster. Crack it open, you know, and this world is our oyster. Our lives are important to us. A couple of friends was like, oh, well, this kind of sounds like a repeat. No, it's not really a repeat show. This is an awakening show. It's a follow-up show. It's a follow-up show to, you know, pretty much, let's say, standing by what you say you're going to be. You know what? You only are as much as what you say you represent yourself to be. And sometimes, you know, like people say, you know, if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. And I found that it's not just women who kind of tend to be more so weak. I see there's a lot of women out here who have a lot of low self-esteem. You know, low self-esteem is an ugly monster out here. And when you have low self-esteem and you're dealing with someone who has a power control, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, but if you have low self-esteem and you don't think highly of yourself, then, you know, people who are in control and power and they manipulate, they kind of have you in a noose, let's say. It's kind of like, you know, it's like back in the 1960s out in the boondocks in Mississippi, like Mississippi Burning kind of sort of. It's kind of a hanging of some sort. It's a hanging of what your pride, your respect, and what it is that you expect out of what your body, your life entails. So with that in mind, this is a serious issue with, we're going to bring it on out here. We're going to be honest. We're going to be open. And hopefully we have all these, you know, do-gooders like myself out here. We're going to be representing for all the do-gooders and so forth. And we're going to send a shout-out to everybody out there who's in these loving relationships. And, you know, they have a good purpose. You guys call on in and let us know what you guys are doing to make it work and what are you doing to keep it fresh. And, you know, do you lie? Well, I hear everybody lies and everybody has a get-down. But I'm telling you, there is some really, really weird stuff going on out here when it comes to, you know, people in relations. When you pay close attention to things that goes on in other people's lives, it will wake you up. You know, I used to say, like, oh, my God, you know, women, we are so, oh, my God, crybabies, and we're all lovey-lovey. But you know what? It's some, it's, you know, it's men out here, too. That, I mean, damn, you know, hey, you have to ask yourself, well, damn, well, what is he thinking? Or damn, or what, you know, you never really know what it is that drives a person to accept what they accept, to do what they do, to live the way they live. But I know one thing for sure that I've learned this past week or so after my incident, that I got to keep myself, I got to be alert of what everything that I do. And when that sign tells me to beep, 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 and it's blinking red, it's a warning sign, there's a skeleton with a cross, you know, with a bone crossing across his neck, that means danger, danger. So I'm going to keep away from that old kind of stuff. I'm going to let you guys work that out amongst yourself. Anybody that's full of confusion today, I bind that we all be fruitful, blessed, prosperous, spiritually prosperous, let's say. And then, you know what, whatever we want and whatever we need in our relationships. You know, someone told me recently that there are people out here who are seeking and they don't know what they're seeking. You know what, some people aren't really just seeking. It's not even the word seeking. Let's not use seeking. Some people are just living. Like some people, like Cherokee always says, he says, you know, people do a lot of talking, and yes, there's a lot of people that do a lot of talking. You know, but when you're a doer, you're a doer. A doer is a doer. A doer gets things done. A doer doesn't take anything less than what they're willing to give out, right? You know what? You got to ask yourself, you know, hey, if I'm dealing with a particular situation and the situation's not good for me, you guys know, hey, I'm here for people. And, hey, I had a little, you know, I had an incident. And so I'm kind of reaping it right now. But so are we all going to be reaping what we, the decisions we make. And with that, my eyes are wide open. I can see clearly through all the rain. There's some things out there, you know. Today, I figure like this, you know, if in fact that people are not being totally honest with, you know, you or us, or and they're not really want to be fruitful, and this is what you really know that they're about, it's time to go ahead and, you know, step off to the left, step off into something that's prosperous for you, get into something involved, get into something that you can really do. See, one thing we can do is you might can't find love at a drop of a dime, but you can give love to a lot of other people, and you can share that with a whole lot of people. And it's much more fulfilling for you when you have real love and you have people around you that really truly love you and not loving to work you or loving to for whatever you have. Or, you know, I got a vision today that, hey, there's some people in my social circle that really need to be real careful, because I don't know. I think last Wednesday was probably the beginning of a lot of things to come for a lot of people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be on the down low. I'm going to be out here with you guys. I'm going to focus my time on working with this community, working with the community that's just as far as the end of this world, right? I'm going to work on this, getting some positive things going on. Also, too, in these relationships, we're going to shore up ourselves. We're going to empower ourselves. Like my brother says, hey, ladies, if you don't think you are worthy and deserving of all that you know you are, then maybe you might need to go back to the books, sit down, look at yourself, write down the list of what you have, your pros, your cons. If your cons outweigh your pros, then maybe you got some work cut out for you. But if your pros outweigh your cons, and you keep with a positive mind, you stay steady, you stay real, no games, no lies, no trickery. Leave that for the people out there who are doing the, you know, the game, and that's kind of like for the hustlers. out here, we're all about trying to do something together. Ain't nobody out here on a hustle. Ain't nobody out here on a grind. And hopefully tonight and every night that I live from this day forward, nobody really has a get down. That word get down. Get down should be only used when you're at the club, at the discotheque, and you're shaking it down, kind of like Danny Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. That's the get down. Get down, downtown Julie Brown is what we should be doing. But other than that, keep it real with people. Be honest with people. Because you know, you never know, you could be dealing with a monster. And that monster can be the life or death of you. That monster can get inside of you. Just like, hey, I'm living proof. Could be so close to you that they can cut you like a knife. And with that, whatever that they use to manipulate, to control, or to keep you in a, what is it, that box? Like people say, get out of the box. Think out of the box. Well, you know what? When you're already in the box and you're around people who already are keeping you in that box, either you got to say to yourself, I want to be in this box, and you're feeling like Jack or something like that, or maybe you might say, I got to get out of this box. I can't be confined within what people want me to be. I have to be who I am. Just like what Bishop Eddie Long said, I may have done the things that you say I've done, but I'm not who you say I am, but I am what God made me to be, and I am changing in me, and that's what we all should do. Send one more shout out there. We're going to play some little upbeat. You guys get to rocking out there. I see you guys out there ready to talk. You get ready. I want you guys to spill the beans. I want you to call it like it is. I want you to tell it what's going on. And for you guys out there listening on the down low, if you guys want to text in, you guys want to talk, you guys know how I do it. All you got to do is put in captions, mad, angry, smile, mean look, whatever, and I'll bring it to the audience just as you give it to me. So with that, you guys know I always say we always must upgrade. We must upgrade. So, and that was Blanford. He's sending a shout out to all the dogs at the dog park on Ocean Boulevard. He's representing. He said, make sure you guys pick up behind yourselves and make sure your owners have their pooper scoopers. All right? He said, upgrade your asses. All right? Let's upgrade.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Let me upgrade.
Upgrade. How you gonna upgrade me? Higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't no shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me. Playing in them big meetings for the meals.
call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, a rain swart sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merch, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just shot in Allen, hopping off of your mafia coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars, I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya, mama let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, fixed income, I'm collecting cars.
Back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:37 in the p.m. It's September 20th, 2012. Representing here in Long Beach, this is Gina's Groove Theory. This is KXRW, Gina's Groove Theory, broadcasting your internet community connection, internet radio station. And we do have callers out there. We're going to be talking about, let's run over what's the show about tonight. Actually, like I said, a friend of mine is like, oh, is that a repeat? No, not actually a repeat. It's just a follow-up. That's what we're going to call it. It's a follow-up, and always, knowledge is power. And the more we know, the better we are. So I said, hey, it's really not really that important for you because, you know, hey, you can go ahead and pass this night up. No, we'll send a shout-out. It'll be out there. You can get it on. You know, you can pick it up off of Blog Talk. It's no problemo. We'll get you on the rebound. Actually, tonight's show is going to be, the title of tonight's show is Men Who Lie to Have Control and the Women Who Love Them. This is the topic of conversation tonight. After the powerful words of the Confession of a Womanizer by my brother, he brought out some issues, and then after analyzing some of the things I've been seeing with some of my, let's say, friends and relatives and so forth and their relationships, you know, I've come to believe that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of, I don't know if it's a lot of insecurity as much as a lot of manipulation out there, but yeah, I guess, you know, and when you get older, you figure like, oh yeah, and by the way, I do have in-house guests. We don't know if they're going to come on out here, but they're backing me up out here too, and I got my two guests out there ready to talk. I don't know if it's just too much of a, I think it's more insecurity and it's more greediness. You know, like Sweet with the Tea told me, sometimes, you know, people are just greedy. Man, when greed is so, you know, greed, like, you know, like I had to say, greed will have you always wanting and needing for the rest of your life. And you know what? You can only get away with so much that you think that nobody can see. And when the man upstairs is who you follow and who you walk in his steps, all the other entities out there just don't even matter. I've kind of found out pretty much that everybody kind of lies, and who can you trust nowadays? You know, who do you believe? And if your mouth is full of lies all the time, you know, and if I'm just knowing that you're just full of lies, now I'm just, hey, I got to keep it real. It's more, it's not like just cutting me. It's just like you're lying to me. And what the hell, you want to lie to somebody who wants to keep it real with you? So, you know, lies kind of lead up to more than that. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to stay clear of all the extra drama and keep my nose clean. I'm going to stick around with the people who love me, keep them in my circle. I'm going to have to keep up those ones that, you know, want to cut me up and want to play my keys and stuff. Shout out there to you, too, because, you know, of course, you know, I'm going to go get her. That's how I do it. You know, I keep it moving and pushing. And not spelled quite the way you think, but yeah, you know, just always be aware of your surroundings. And I represent that, and you guys know I was kind of slipping, but now I'm on point. I'm back on point. You know what my girl in Florida says? She says, stay in the house. Don't go anywhere. It's not where you go. It's not what you do. It's basically who you deal with. The people that you deal with kind of, you don't have to necessarily be doing what they're doing, but you got to take a second look at them, and you got to pay attention to them. Whatever they're telling you, whatever they're feeding you, there's a reason why. So, you know, dig deeper, you guys. Dig deeper. Dig deeper. And if it doesn't look good and if there's a warning sign, you keep it pushing. You know, hey, hi, how are you doing? Goodbye. And roll. You know, that's what you should do. That's Blanferson in a shout out. You know how he does it. We're going to go ahead and touch in with my callers out here. They're out here representing. My girl is out here. That's the second half of that LL out here. Whoa, we're going to see what's really going on. I don't have any. Yeah, I don't have any. No, so let's go ahead and touch in and say hello. No. Yeah. Shout out there to my manager's mom. She's coming over to ask for a cigarette. Oh, don't have any. Well, we already sent the bus boy out for some. So let's say hi, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Hello, who's out there?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing, my brother? Love you.
I love you, too. Good evening to all those that are listening and that are paying attention to the actual heartfelt voice that really needs to be established. You touched on a lot of things, not just you, but a lot of other entities did, and I had the opportunity to go back and actually listen to the whole conversation last night, which was very powerful for myself and another friend of mine here. Once she gets a chance, I'll allow her to say hello to the audience. The topic of the night is very heartfelt. I come from a long ways of a lot of things, and I put my heart and my trust in a lot of people, good and bad, you know. And one thing that one person has always told me, to look for the good in the person, not the bad. And understand the good people are not always bad, or the bad people are not always good, vice versa. You have to decipher and make that choice for yourself. But I have one slight thing I want to read, if you give me a chance.
Of course. Hey, you guys, I see you guys up there. I'll be touching in a minute. Go right ahead. You know what? You support me all the time. Even though we fuss and fight, you're a hell of a brother. And you know what? I respect you, being that you want more and you want what a lot of men are not willing to give. And you're a hell of a brother, my man. Thank you very much for being out here. Thank you for what you said. You know, you guys make me who I am. Come on, keep it real. And the floor is yours.
Okay, 1 second.
I'm going to go ahead. Bringing out the other guest. Are you cool with that?
Go ahead. And when I find it, I'll chime in.
Let's say hi. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
It's out there.
Hey, it's Elle, the other half of L&L. And I had the chance to listen to the song you played. And, you know, it talked about, you know, pretty much upgrading your mate and, you know, want to do the things, you know, as a team. And unfortunately, from the last show that we had, where the topic basically was, you know, commitment and help and what men should do to take care of their women, put their women first and, you know, show them that they love them and they're there for them. And, 3 weeks later, and that was not the case. So this is what I'm going to say. You know, like the last caller mentioned, you know, sometimes we will give too much of ourselves, trusting. You know, you trust what people tell you, not knowing that there's a hidden agenda. And that hidden agenda, who knows what it is? But in some cases, you know, people feel like they have to lie to kick it. You get more being honest than you would by telling a lie. And what I want to say tonight to some of these women out here, you know, you have to be strong in whatever you do. You have to make the right choices. You have to know who you are as a person, and you know, you pick and choose who you deal with on your terms, not on their terms. And one thing I have found, being a very independent woman, some men are intimidated by what you can actually bring to that table. You know, as Gina mentioned, do-gooders, yeah, you know, these are the people that go above and beyond. We don't say what we're going to do. We say it and we do it. So with that being said, I know the other caller has something that, you know, he wants to read. And I'm looking forward to hearing that, because at this point, you know, it's nice to hear from real quality men what they think about how women, or how any relationship should be, and what it takes to make it a good relationship.
Hello.
That's Lorraine. That's the other.
Okay.
We're only rolling with L.
I
guess that's the floor,
right?
Shout out.
I'm ready for you whenever you're ready.
Right ahead, Todd. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This quote comes from my uncle Vincent Williams from Pomona. God doesn't give you the people you want. He gives you the people you need to help you, to hurt you, to leave you, to love you, and to make you the person we're meant to be. Now, my analyzation of that is understanding where I've come from and where I'm standing right now as a human being. It's a lot of lost words, but I saw that my spirit wanted me to read that, and in the quote.
I like it,
and it's true. And that's one thing about it. God will bring people into your life to, you know, to open up your eyes and make you see things that you otherwise would not have seen, you know, just on, in general, on your own. Everything that God puts in front of us, he wants us to grow. He wants us to learn from that. He wants us to be better because of that. You know, I think about things that happened recently, you know, I don't blame, you know, God knows what he's doing. And, you know, and I think maybe he brought, you know, a certain person into my life to, you know, to maybe, you know, humble me a little bit, you know. And so I'm not angry and I'm not bitter. You know, I just feel that, you know, in life, if you love someone, you give them everything that you have. You don't hold back. You give them everything, and then you take the chances with that person because you love them. Only God knows our destiny, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, before the end
That's
of my
true,
life,
Lorraine.
God
That's
is going to bless
Lorraine.
Me with that right person. But I have to learn. along the way. And he's going to show me that by the people that he brings into my life.
I was actually thinking.
Still there?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yeah.
I always say that we know sit back and back. Folks out there, I'm gonna go ahead and touch. You kind of got an echo going on.
Maybe okay. Like... I got you.
Okay. Use us in here and see what they're bringing. But like I tell you, I talk about patience all the time. And sometimes you know you're in that rat race and you're running, and you know you want everything to work so fine. And even in the relationship that you know you still try to hold on to and you still try to carry, you know what? The reality of it all is, you know what, the best thing that you can do is really carry yourself. If you can carry yourself over some bridges, then maybe you can reach out when you get to where you're going. You can grab a hold of someone's hand who's willing to grab it and roll with you, and then they'll walk across with you. But what I'm seeing right now is, you know, I think it's more so, in my case, that, you know, I have to stay focused, and I have to stay focused on me. I have to do what I set out to do. You know, I have dreams and I have goals. Want to be accomplished before I leave this earth. I want this world to have known that I was here. And I want to have known that, you know, so there's all kinds of things that's going on. So I figure like if I stay focused on the positive side of what it is I want to do. Hello. Just say hello to everybody. Hold on. Hello, can you guys?
Hey, Gina, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, you're out here with Gina's Group Theory. Hey, that's B, huh?
Hey, this is Gina, how you doing? This is Brian Holmes checking in. Hey, I want to give a shout out to, once again, the folks of Bridgeport, Connecticut. One love, I love you all my peoples, all the loved ones, all my family, all my friends, all that. And then those around the world that I met and all that, you know, in different countries and so forth and so forth. Hey, one love to y'all. And then once I leave outside of Bridgeport, Connecticut, those in the nation that I met, one love, those that know me. Hey, I want to go back to you and say about the greed. There was something about greed that caught my attention. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about greed is people. Only people breed greed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? And I know that from watching and living personal experiences, you know, especially when it comes down to male and female, you know, interaction. Greed, right? You got your man, I got my woman. But you know what? It's not good enough. I want your woman just like you want my man. You know what I'm saying? That's how the shit go down. You know, people is just greedy just to be greedy. There's no other reason, because those with the heart of greed, or the lust of greed, for lack of better terms, in their heart, already have things in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you already got things in abundance, what are you greedy for? Now, when I say things of abundance, that's not necessarily meaning I got a big house, I got the wife and kids and the house and the dog and the cat and things of abundance.
Why take offense?
As far as status of that nature, you know what I'm saying? That's things of abundance as far as status. You know, hey, I'm married, I got the wife, I got my 2.5 kids, I got my dog, I got 3.5 cars, I got, and so on. You know, that's what we strive to do, right? That's what everybody in America strives to live for. That great American dream. Hey, the house with the picket fence and the perfect family. I got my wife, I got my daughter, I got my son, I got my dog, I got my 2 cars, I got my boat, and I got plenty of money to leisure, right? That's the perfect family, right? However, in real life, that's far from the truth. In real life, we struggling, we scratching, we surviving. People is lying. People is cheating. People is dealing. People is cutting. People is starving out this motherfucker. Excuse me. I know you're explicit, but I gotta say it. People are starving out here. It's a not. They ain't thirsty. It's one thing to be thirsty. It's another thing to be starving. You know what I'm saying? So people are starving out this motherfucker for attention, love, affection, and so on and so forth. And when they don't get that, then they will trust and believe they will turn on their fellow man for that and receive their love and attention.
That's because that's
only
what they've been taught, right?
Only for their own greed, right? Only for their own greed. Hey,
yeah,
I would have to agree.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree with that. I would definitely have to agree with that because greed, I mean, you know, and you can give. Like I said, you can give 110% of yourself, but, you know, if that person is, like you say, not even thirsty but starving, you know, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Only thing you can do is walk, you know, walk away. You know, just walk away, cut your losses, and hope, you know, that people find what they're looking for, because life is too short to be wasting time on somebody who can't get full. So,
not to cut you off, Lorraine, but that's what Mick Condition's new album says. Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away.
Hey, walk away.
Hey, 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 y'all know that song. That's cut number 7. That's cut number 7. That's cut number 7.
I love that. I love Mick Condition.
You got to hear that over here at the first time, or you heard it before you came here, Todd?
He heard it before he got here. That's how I come in.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I heard it when you were downloading it.
Well, I got it.
Yeah.
You know what?
And then you cut the CD and you put it in the Black Diamond, and I was like, damn, put that one again. Let that pump.
Oh, my Black
yeah,
Diamond.
That cut right there ring volumes. You know, that ring volumes for people in their short life and in their long life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ring volume for people that had a relationship that lasted many a years, and then
mm-hmm.
that brings volumes for people that had a relationship that lasted just a few months. You know what I'm saying? Knowing when and how to say, I love you, but I gotta let you go.
But I gotta
go. When you check the method though. When you really love somebody, you can let them go instantly.
Black Diamond is coming back, baby.
You can let them go instantly. Hey, I love you so much, I'll let you walk I'll let you walk right now. We both be cool. But when you don't love nobody really, you just want to hold, and you just want to hold them.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Yeah, make the life miserable. Make them miserable. Hold on to them. Make the life miserable.
You know what?
Hey, Jake, you just want a part of them to hold on to you. You know, you want a part of them to eat at. You want a part of them to slap at. You want a part of them to kick around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
say it. Yeah.
But who's being true if you kick it around?
All of you guys.
Are you being structure, or are you being security, or are you just being, you know, so on and so forth to kick it around?
All of you guys made it.
It don't matter. It's all in the person's mind. It's all in the person's mind that's receiving the pain or so-called pain. Hey, this person hurt me, so I'm going to hurt them, right? That's basically how we get down as people in life, right?
You know what my slogan is? I don't get even, I get odd.
Say again?
I don't get even, I get odd.
You don't get even, you get odd. All of you guys have great, you get great input. But you guys talk.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, hold on that. Hey, check this. I got to go with that. You don't get even, you get odd. I understand that 100%. You don't get even.
It's like turn the other cheek.
Nah, you could turn the other cheek and still get your vengeance at the same time. My turn the other cheek. Here's the difference. Turning your other cheek with God in your presence, all right? When you turn the other cheek with God in your presence, then there will be retribution on the other side. It might not be by you. It may be through the hands of you. It may be through the eyes of you. It may be through the spirit of you. But there will be retribution. You know what I'm saying? People trespass. Good Lord, forgive me for those I trespass against and those that trespass against me. Let me tell you something, Ty.
Go ahead.
My brother, Gina, y'all know, hey, I trespass sometimes against people sometimes out of anger, out of misfortune, out of thinking that I should have and they shouldn't. I do that. In my mind, sometimes there's nothing else. I might not do it physically all the time, but sometimes in my mind I'll be like, oh, that motherfucker don't deserve what I should have. That motherfucker right there don't deserve what I should have. I feel that sometimes. That should be real.
Come on, host. I'm here.
You guys. I heard all of what you guys had so much different input, and you know, I got short term learned, long term memory loss. So you know, some things. You know, tell me.
Hey, Jay, let me finish this up with the greed thing. You know, like I said, sometimes I feel I should have what that motherfucker got because I work for that shit. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker just happened to have that shit falling in his lap. However, in the midst of it all, you have to know who you are, how your life is pretty much structured, you know. If you give, how much you gonna take? If you take, how much is gonna be given to you? You know what I'm saying? You gotta know your heart. You gotta know your mind. You gotta know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know my life. I told my mom, I had a conversation with my mom the other day. Hey, Mom, I did something wrong, and I got a boomerang for it. And I got the boomerang because I know my life, Mom. I know my life. I threw out a vendetta. I threw out a vendetta, but I didn't care about the boomerang because I would rather receive that boomerang than to let this vendetta go at this moment in my life. So I would rather go ahead and throw this vendetta and receive the boomerang of my life. Not everybody have a boomerang. There's some people out here could do you wrong all day, every day, and nothing will happen to them. All right? So everybody ain't blessed like them people are blessed. You know, some people have boomerangs. If I do something wrong to X, I'm going to get it in Z. It might not be the same person or the same situation, but that's people's life or my life. You know, hey, I get a boomerang in my life. If I hurt somebody over here on X playground, I'm going to get a boomerang on Z playground. And Y and whatever's in between playgrounds, that's what's going to happen. I might even get a little bit in there. But I know when I trespass against somebody, I know somebody's going to trespass against me one way or the other. So I prepare for that when I do it. But when
how
I
do you prepare
it,
for
I
that
mean,
when you don't know when it's going to come to you?
Huh?
I prepare knowing,
my brother, I prepare knowing that whoever it comes from, I know I put that negative influence out there in the universe on somebody. There's somebody out there that hate me just as well.
I don't hate you, brother. I love you. You know why?
Nah, not you in particular.
I just want to clear the water for the rip.
Hey, I feel that, man. I love that, man. I wish everybody was that positive. I wish everybody could get that love. I wish everybody could get that energy. I wish that energy just was one way, positive. But
10 years ago, I wasn't that positive. 10 years ago, I wasn't that positive.
Hey, Tom, my brother, unfortunately, you know, in life, we got a two-way circle. Just like you got traffic on the northbound, you got traffic on the
southbound.
You give me all this love on the northbound, but I'm getting all this hate on the southbound. All right, so I got to balance that shit out. You know what I'm saying? I got to balance that shit out. I got to know who is real for me on the southbound as well as who is real for me on the northbound. And that's hard to distinguish because everybody playing tricks.
Everybody got
in
games.
Your life is playing tricks.
Yeah, everybody playing games.
Mm-hmm. And guess what the cereal box said? Tricks are for kids, right?
Excuse me.
Tricks are for kids, right?
Excuse me,
Al. Tricks are for kids.
Yes.
Put it back. Okay, Al. You know I love you. B, I heard you. Todd, I heard you. I'm just sitting here scribbling with my hand that I can barely write with, and I got to go here. Okay, with the whole thing about greed. Okay, you can look at greed all kinds of ways. See, greed is wanting something you already have. You know, it's not exactly wanting something somebody else has. So when you say it, you know, speak a little bit more generally, greed is wanting more than you need. Greed ain't wanting somebody else. That's envy. Let's put the seven of what God don't like us to have.
The seven sins. I get you, G. Hey, check this out. But let's focus on that. Right? You said greed is having
Let me say
more
what I
than
say.
You have, not necessarily what somebody else's have, right?
So let me run it down to you so you can get a clear understanding.
So,
I don't like.
So then, if it's not greed, then it must be jealousy, right? right? If it's not greed, then that other term is jealousy.
Can it be envy?
Envy.
Or envy.
Jealousy. Yeah, that's the point. That's a good point.
Nah, baby, hey, check this. I'm going by what you said because, you know, this your show and your word is mine and you are alive, baby. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't that, then it must be. If it ain't greed, it must be jealousy or envy, right? Because there's no way. If you got what I got and I'm mad because you got it, then that's straight jealousy. And that's straight greed of wanting to have more than what I have, but not only that, but to make sure you don't have what you have. Not necessarily want what you have, but to make sure you don't have what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, put a brick wall in between.
I ain't got to take what you got, but I'm going to make sure you ain't going to get no more.
As I grow, though. How does that fall into relationships? Tell me how that falls into relationships? Could your mate be jealous of what you have?
Oh, yeah, Gina. Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That go both, not just males, but females, too. There's a lot of females out there that don't want their male mate to be loved by other females.
B.
Or to be recognized by other females.
B. Totally different thing. You all way off. Let me say what I got to say. Pardon me, you guys. I was speaking. Because I heard pretty much everybody said what they had to say, so let me speak on what I speak on. Yeah, you guys are... I got input. This is everybody's show, but... Let me say what I got to say, because you're going to different sides. See, let's start with the seven deadly sins. Okay, you guys running, Cortez, like you guys running, listen. Hey, the seven deadly sins are greed, envy, sloth. Bring it to me, sweet. Greed, envy, sloth, jealousy. What are the others? It's seven. Greed, envy, jealousy, sloth. That's in the ghetto kind of shit. No, look, no, it's seven of them. And the bottom line is they're all different. You can't put greed with envy. Greed is not envy. Envy is not jealousy. You know, they all go together and work together, but they're not all the same thing. See, if you got a one-track mind and you are only on one road and you just going in one lane, well, you know, then you can look at it like that. What I've learned is that, see, each incident there's so many millions of things in one incident. I mean, hey, I walked to the store. There's so many different scenarios and perspectives that you can look at it. And see, really, you know, we can talk about what all other people have. Yeah, you know, this person does this and that person does that. And, you know, I did this to get that. Listen, you could do that all day. You know what? But, you know, energy that you waste, the time that is consumed in hating and giving back somebody something else that you know that they gave you and making someone pay for somebody else's shit for being, you know what, like I said, greed, envy, that doesn't go along. When you say greed, that means you want an abundance. That means, you know, you already got, you know, nuts in your pocket, and I offer you another nut, you're like, yeah, I'll take one. And you know your nuts in your pocket.
Okay.
You need to work with your mic and got a little bit static. Greed is you're talking about relationship, that's having too many people, that's having too many partners, that's just having abundance of everything. You just want it all. That's like saying I'm bisexual, I'm trisexual, I like men, I like women, I like that. You just want everything. Okay, we're not talking about greed when it comes, you got your phone together, we're not talking about greed when it comes to what somebody.
Hey, Jay, greed is greed. You know what I'm saying? If I want...
It's no shit. Go.
Greed is one more...
You know what I'm saying? If I want more, one more donut and a baker's dozen, that makes 14 damn donuts.
That's you, because you... That's
straight...
Hold up, that's you. Hold up, because I'm trying to talk. Listen. That's you. That's you. You think greed, and that's your thing. You see, you got to understand, like I tell Jay, like he tells me all the time, it's not all, you know, you got your opinion. Everybody got opinion. It's like assholes. Everybody got one. But see, that's your point. See, greed is within the person, honey. Greed is in the person. See, we can talk all day about what other people do. It's about what I do. See, this is how I live. This is how I live, and this is how I think this is how I survive. See, and I'm going to run it to you like this. I don't want someone. All day long. It's an individual. You know, I've been on the bitter end of people want to. Wait, they're gonna prepare me to be accountable for this. Moving, we're getting things done. See, if I waste a lot of time doing what everybody else does, so if I waste time running around fucking everybody, I waste a lot of time spending my time fucking around with people, be cut up. Is this shit happening again or shit like that? That means that I'm wasting my time, and it's something that I need to change in me. But if I then it might be just me. Work with me. When I get it was a day. Burden they gotta carry. That's their crawl. How we children, how we do, we watch, how we. Down and shit, yeah, I gotta get down. See, I'm the person today, raise my hand up to the sky, honey. I don't have a get down. See, everybody. Okay. Everybody except for me. Because I live. You know, yeah, I wonder why would someone do something to me? Yeah, that anger, I should feel that right now. Why would somebody want to cut me? Why would somebody have to help them? Why? I ain't asking myself why. What I'm saying is, you know what? My blood is on everything that that child took from me and everything that she did to me. She's going to suffer. Because you do it. I like walk away. And like you say, do shit the way nobody gets away with shit. You might not see what they get, but everybody gets they just do. You can't get
mm-hmm.
a sense. No, because we're not the best in the I want to talk about you did this, you God is. So you better work out what the hell you gonna say when you get to him. It's not about what we out here on the street. Human two leg motherfucker, we're man. What can man say to me? I can't tell you shit. I can tell you one thing, I can straight. So when I get hell, I got heaven, I do wanna go speed. I'm gonna be down here. I'm gonna I want to be a. Somebody tricking and pulling no gas. No, I think it's really. I don't like people. If that doesn't get. Don't make me feel. People, man, they're getting people. It's not. I'm like, that's. You're. What was any. See. Down. And that's my point. You two of them, because you down there, you already you. I'm gay. I'm whatever. You don't just be. Some people think that's a different story. You don't just happen to be gay. You don't just happen to sleep with all these. You don't just happen to have AIDS. You don't happen to just die around this motherfucker just because you got one too many up in your ass. You don't just say, it just don't happen like that. Banana pills, yeah. You know, I joke about it, but nobody eats for monkeys and shit. So the bottom line, I ain't monkeys around here. I ain't really seen banana pills, but I see a lot of fucking going on, a lot of shit going on, a lot of turmoil. I see a lot of mistakes. And a lot of people, God, we say, hey, yeah, use it all. Let's get two. That's all that.
I'm here midnight.
I say all of us. You don't have to. We're higher. You know, if you put yourself higher than that, like Lorraine say, shit, she walks with her head. She ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to be knowing you. You know what I'm saying? But as long as Black Diamond can put donations for to carry home, as long as Black Diamond can drive out there on the motherfucking riverbed, it don't even matter because she's just a car. She don't hurt. She just said, oh, by the way, there's an in-house guest if you'd like to say hello. It's about me. So I think that's how we're going to get somewhere is when we say, about me. What about me? How can I live? How am I going to walk around here? What do I look like? Who's going to look after me? What, you know, you lead by example or you want to be a follower. I'm not a follower. L is a leader. You know, all leaders, you're leaders. Yeah, hey, you're your own boss. Hey. Leaders, why should leaders be, you know, running behind people who are losers? Losers, leaders, it's the opposite L. Leaders is up and.
Who's the baby in the back?
Don't trip. It's over here at my TV.
It sounds cute. Anyway, this
thank
is
you.
This is anonymous.
Actually, I'm in her TP looking at some things via, you know, my phone. We have that friendship connection, you know. It's strictly platonic, which some people can't get that nowadays, you know.
Yeah.
I love that shit. But also love other things too. Come on, speak.
You know,
well, hey, you know, hey, going back on, you know, hey, Todd, that's the minimal that you know you got a platonic relationship and all that. and that things are going great. Y'all can rap about things, and that's what keeps the show, I guess, going and thriving, you know.
B, you buzzing a little bit. You all right? You mad about something? Your spirit is kind of like, wow. Your spirit is like, wow. I don't know, my brother. I don't know. But we had Anonymous that wanted to say something. Just a chill breath. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because somebody else wants to try a word. Hold on.
You know, this is Anonymous. I hear people speak about God.
I hear you, Elder.
Wait a minute. It seems to be the God who has the biggest dick. If he passed out to someone else, I'm going to get angry about it. Anger. Who didn't give a fuck shit about it? That's on them. That's not me. And I will not take that. I will tell you. About me, regardless of who I am, they know what I try to do, and I'm so blessed with that. How can I be angry or pissed off at anybody about anything, really? You know, and I thank the Creator for that. I thank the Creator for that love that He has given me to pass out, and it was His, not mine. It's not mine, because I could really give a fuck about you, really, except for what I can give. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm a good human. And one of the 10 steps in is that I will do harm to no one. And as long as I do that one thing, you know, I might be punished myself, but like I said, I'm still loved with people whom are around me, whom are real, true family, and people who care about me. What have I got to be pissed about? Please. Okay, y'all.
All right, guys. And that makes sense, you know? I mean, it's not even a godly thing. You know, you guys know I don't do no church and stuff. I go to, you know, every now and then, of course, Antioch, because, you know, I love his program. I love, his reach. But the case is, you know, I'm not no Bible beater out here, you know. I have been because he brings his flavor. We all bring our own flavor. But the deal is, the overall thing is, as long as we live our life, right, you know what, sometimes it's not turning the other cheek. It's not looking the other way when somebody do you wrong. It's just saying, you know what, it's not in my hands. I give it to a higher power. It doesn't matter, Creator, whatever Anonymous wants to say. I give it to a higher power than me. Because really, I don't have any strength to punish nobody. I don't have any strength to really make nothing happen. But I can just say, you know what, take care of it for me. And it's done.
So yeah, Gene, hey, check it, Gene. That's fine and dandy in your hand and your heart. But what happens when that comes down to the street? People don't see your prayers. People don't see your suffering. People don't see your heart. People don't see what you really feel. They don't see your scars. They don't feel your pain. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a damn about none of that. All your prayers that you done gave, the heel, the slick, and the lead, the blind, and all that rest of that. They don't hear none of that. You know? And unless you praying for them, they don't care.
It doesn't matter. It looks just, you know what? If it doesn't really care to them, okay, do that shit to the 2,000 power, because that's how much, 2,000 to the power, how much they care is how much I care, because it doesn't matter to me, because I'm not living them. I'm not them.
Right. But, hey, we talking about a subject like greed and power and, you know, envy and things of those nature, the 7 deadly sins and stuff, right? We talking in that nature, and we talking about people and how people do other people. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody in the bunch is a sinner. And not everybody in a bunch is a saint. We somewhere in between. You know, we between sinners and saints. You know, so basically that make us sinners. You know what I'm saying? But in that mix, what level of a sinner are you?
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
do
I'm
you care, and do you care enough about your fellow person to where you would take care of them in the worst and the best of times?
All the time. I'm doing it right now.
Hey, Gina. Hey, Gina, let me ask you this. You ever been taken care of in the best and the worst of times?
Somebody ever took care of me?
Yeah, in the best.
Gina,
hear my question. Has somebody ever taken care of you or looked out for you in the best of times as well as the worst of times?
That's my people out here. That's people. Yeah, that's my lovers right there sitting around me right now, yeah.
All right, so, hey, no matter what, they love you. Hey, when you were flossing and rolling.
Had
your back. Hey, when you was on your knees and elbows, they had your back too.
Hello, Cinderella. Hello. Look, the L out there. Tied up.
Yep.
Hey, Bob. All of y'all, are you still here?
Yeah, we're here.
You're there for me right now. You really don't have to be, but you're here. So what have I done to deserve that? I wonder. Somebody must love my ass.
Right. Well, it's just a question. It's a general question. That question is just not for you, Gene. That's for every person out here listening. That's for every person out here participating. That's for every person that's listening to your show. You know, it ain't just you. It's all of us.
Saying, well, you know, if somebody want to, anybody out there who feels that and can relate, get call on in, you guys. Number is 347-329-5517 and give your point of view. Let us know, you know, how do you feel? You know, because I feel there's a lot of anger, a lot of tension. You know, I'm doing pretty good today. At the show last night was so beautiful and I got so much done. And, you know, I'm working on more, you know, the things that I want to do, you know, things that make me great, that I feel will make me great. So right now I can't get on the downside. So you guys out there who kind of like pissed and shit, you guys want to know, what do you do? You know, people keep working over you, and they just getting over you. Do you allow? You know what? To me too. I think it has a lot to do with too. You know, like Cortez said, people only do to you what you allow them to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it to you, then you know. I'm saying, if you keep watching it, then that's on you. Your ass.
Right. Hey. And people allow you to do what the law will suspect and expect from you. You know, you can allow certain things. You know. And limit certain things only because of the law. Hey, I'm allowing this person to do this because if I do X, Y, and Z, they're going to do A, B, and C, which means that the law is going to be in their favor, even though I'm right. You know the difference between being right and being correct?
Are you ethically and legally? It's the difference is ethically and legally. Are they doing it ethically or legally? Legally is by law. Ethically is by what you know is right and wrong, what you were taught as a child, if you were ever taught anything. So that's
exactly. And sometimes the two don't mesh.
That's why it's in the court system. They don't have to. That's what they're.
They don't have to, but which one are you gonna follow?
I'm ethically. Yeah, I might.
That's what. Hey, that's the ideal. But most people. You know, they don't always follow the ethically. They find, you know, the other spot, which is, this is the safe.
Well, shame
this is the safe decision. Because if you go ethically, then you got shit to explain.
Shame.
All right? Because ethically is not black and white. It's gray as a motherfucker. So you got to explain them gray spots. A lot of people ain't willing to stand up and be that strong to explain them gray spots. They'd rather just go with black or yes or no.
Hey, somebody texted me. They said, you know, you funny as hell. B, you funny as hell. Where you going with it? you know, I guess, well, where are you going with it, B? I mean, generally, you just think that, okay, the bottom line is there's people out here that are ugly and mean, and they're out to do you harm, and, you know, hey, every now and then, if we catch them doing it, we need to, you know, give it back to them or what? I mean,
yeah. Hey, well, just recognize that it's happening, because that's life. Life is a balance, right? In the springtime, the leaves turn green. In the fall times, what do they turn?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and sweep with the tea because, you know, you guys just, hey, L.B. Todd, Anna, here, sweep with the tea. She has to go on and speak on this one because I don't know. I think she's better at this. Here.
Hello. Peace and blessings to everybody out there.
Yes.
And out you, Mr. B. I just know I want to tell you, you start getting freed up.
The
whole point is, it's my turn to talk, so you're going to have to put your mouth on clothes and proof and shit, because I'm going to right here. All I know, when it don't apply, you let it fly. If it do apply, then you want to be ready to reply. But really, at this point in time, all you doing is making sure that you get some clarity. And this is what's important for us to understand one another, whether we agree with one another or not. Most relationships don't work because somebody's stubborn, somebody's hard-headed, somebody's selfish, and then somebody been lying.
That is so true.
When the boat starts to sink, it's because some water's leaking in it, or because the engine fails, or something goes wrong, some apparatus that caused the boat not to sail. Now, the captain's responsibility is to make sure that everything's hunky-dory, smooth sailing. Now, when he finds out something's wrong with the ship, he's supposed to do whatever he can do to make sure that keeps floating. In meantime, in between time, he's concerned about every passenger that's on his vessel. If he's not concerned about it, then what he'll do is he'll throw the little boat over the side and jump his ass off and leave you gone and the rest.
Hey, check the method, though, sleep without the tea. That's understood. The captain is ultimately responsible. He ultimately cares for his crew. However, if you have dissension in the ranks, it don't matter what the captain thinks. It don't matter what the captain do. He's just one man. He needs a whole crew to manage that ship. And if you got one or two in the crew that has greed and lust, And those things in their heart to where they don't want you to do well, that right there alone can sink the ship as well as the captain. So,
okay.
Yeah, the captain got a lot of responsibility and authority and accountability and so forth and so forth.
That's true.
However, the captain cannot lay his hands on people and make them feel, okay? The captain is just a figure. You know, that's a sign. CO, commanding officer, or captain is just letters. You know, that's the person that makes the position. And then once you are in the position, are you good enough to be able to handle and manage all the different personalities that's around you?
Okay. Let's sweep with the tea. We got you. Hold that thought.
My brother, you know what? There's a failure to communicate when somebody's talking and somebody else is talking because we're not singing together. And the only way we could be on the same page is if we had some script music and we were singing from that page. Now, I'm trying to give you my heartfelt information that I know and share that with you. I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I'm trying to share a point with you. A man is known by his works.
Ooh, go on, girl. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And you know what?
Check this out. Hold on, folks. If you say that a man is worm or is known by his work, that means he leaves what? He leaves a legend, right? That motherfucker. Hey, that means he leaves a legend. Now, what is this legend? Now, what is this work?
Whatever it is that I put out there, how you respond to it, my action or reaction, my reaction to your action, and then what happened to you. And we exchange information, energy, space, and we grow. If it's not going to be productive and growing, therefore it's no situation. If I can't with the Hollywood script and the European script and over at prison D. Because I'm not yes. And a hot know about that. Okay. We had. And if we see that there's a problem with what's trying to you get no knowledge. When you don't get no knowledge, you don't get no understanding. And by all means, you cannot be talking when somebody else is talking and know what they feel because they're telling you about them. And then we even it's us. When we get it, what? But it might be else that irritates me 30%, irritates you 2%. Still can get up and say nobody died. You know what I'm saying? Nobody going to be real, true. Hey, so look, I do. Text that I said, I see you around noon, and you're going to do a drive-by, and you see him running and coming out with the Stetson, but you think he done ran out with some sweet. That's not responsibility. It's about back to the lake. His water goes off his back. But if it's a he gonna push. He's gonna eat the vine. Okay? To the ground, hog, breathe out. Heavy. He gonna on your ass and knock cliff. Like don't but he him. No. because I was bored already. See, that's why. Bye.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, okay, so we had to get that out. The bottom line is this, yeah, I feel you about that. You know what, it's really, I had to learn this. I had to really learn how to, because I was an ugly person prior to all this happening to me. So me being ugly, you know, I used to cut up. I was a shrewd. I was a cut up. The deal is this, I had to back it up. And I had to learn. I had to go from having everything to not having nothing to trying to build something. I learned how to appreciate things. I learned how to appreciate people. I learned to understand that I can't look at a person and judge them by what they wear, by what they look like, or what they say, or what they drink, or what they smoke, or what they, you know, I can't do that. I can't do that because I have no right to do that. All I can do is focus on what I said, damn, I like to look at myself. I'm fucked up. Like Anonymous said, I'm fucked up my damn self. So let me start on me. You know, if I could start on me and if I could kind of work through some of this shit I got twisted in my head, then maybe I could, you know, learn to work with somebody else. It ain't no big deal about who's with who and who's going to be. You know what? Because it really ain't about nothing. All this lying and what, you know, hey, look, games are games. Tricks are for kids. It's like I said, what the silly rabbit said. It doesn't really matter. I don't even have to be involved in that today. Today, I'm stepping where I'm stepping. I don't have to give a damn about what's going on with somebody else who got some tricks and shit for me. And I don't have to deal with that today. I don't have to deal with that. Like I said today, you know, earlier today, I didn't feel like playing games with a little bit about my keys and shit like that. So I don't feel like playing today. But, you know, out there on the street, I'm going to see you. And I'm going to be right up on you. And you're probably not going to have none of them defenses that you had that night. And even though you had that shit that night, it didn't make no difference because, you know, I didn't give a fuck about that. But the deal is this. You're not going to have all those defenses. And then that's when you have to deal with me. So the deal is this. I could either just look at you and let you go, or I could do whatever I got. Yeah, hey, whatever compels me to do that. You know that? Whatever compels me to do whatever it is I need to be compelled to do. But today, I'm here at home. I'm working with my loved ones. You guys are out here. You guys are supporting. We're out here trying to make some waves. Last night, we made a lot of waves out of here. You know, you know what? Really? No, you look, L, you know what? Hey, you know, and let me go ahead. I got some texts at the house that need to be read. Now, the first text that I got, we got to go ahead and represent that, too. Bottom line is, she's sweet without the teeth, hit the nail on the head, and actions speak louder than words. Some men have a tendency to talk a good one, and then when it's time to act, they get lost in the shuffle. Well, you know what? That's because, you know, sometimes, look, because, you know, you know what? He says, you know, says all the time, you know, sometimes people don't say exactly what they really mean. Okay, they might say to you, well, this is the way this is going. But they don't say it to you the way they should say it. And you see, you know, most communication is, what, 75% nonverbal. So it's the body movement. It might not be the words that come out your mouth. You'd be like, it's over. It's over, motherfucker. It's done. But, you know, your body movement is like, yeah, you know, so, you know, you ain't really saying. Your body movement is saying more than what your mouth said. So, you know, that some people kind of judge you like that, too. It's like, you know, your mouth said, yeah, you know, all that. Your eyes were saying and all that extra, you know, because that nonverbal is a big situation. So, you got to kind of be, you have to be really directive about how your body is, what your mind, you have to say what the fuck you mean. You got to look, just like I looked at a little bit that night and I said, shut the fuck up. If you remember, I said, shut the fuck up. Now, I didn't look at her like, shut the fuck up. And like I was saying, like, shut the fuck up, home girl. I was like, five, none of that. I said, shut the fuck up. It's the way that you say, it's the way that you look when you mean business. And that's where I deal with it. I'm not no Bible beater. Hey, I'm a sinner.
That's true. Hey, there is a way to express your feeling in a tone
you have
of your voice expresses that. You know, whether it's the tone of your voice can speak volumes when it comes down to expressing yourself.
Beating around the bush, am I right, L? No beating around the bush. None of that. Oh, you know, just get to the point.
Just get straight to the point. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie to kick it. Get straight to the point.
If it's done, okay? You know what?
Well,
I'll pass.
Have L get on the mic and let him speak it.
L is a done deal. He's one of those. L, go ahead, L.
Here today, gone today. Here today, gone today.
Oh. Another one bites the mother of your dust.
Bites the dust. If you can't stand the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. And that's how.
Well, let L speak it. Hey, put L on the mic and let him speak it.
Oh, he would.
L's not here. L got it. He did get an invite, but you know, I guess he decided not to call in.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was in house. I thought the brother was in house.
No, he's not in. No, he's not in house.
That's boring.
That's another show.
Boring. Yes, it is boring if you want to listen to a whole bunch of bullshit, because, you know, bullshit is bullshit, and it is kind of funny if people bullshit and joke around and shit about some shit that they don't really mean. It's entertaining. It's entertaining for one.
No doubt.
It's entertaining and also keeps a lot of keeps everybody back and forth, but, you know, hey, L, go ahead, say... You're right. You know, hey, I feel like that some people just don't say what the hell they really, they say around me. You know, it's like, instead of saying directly, you know, just being straight out. You know, like I said, you know, I have an animosity. You know, say it to the person, you straight up, you don't like the person, you hate them. I hate you. Look at them and say, I hate you. Not that I wink at you and say, I hate you. I hate your fucking guts. Or, I don't want to be with you. You make me sick. Whatever it is, just say it. You might be like, oh, I might be like, oh my God, did he just say that? Okay, get it over with. Yeah, say what the hell you gotta say. Just say it. Just like some people say, just open your mouth and let it fall out. Because you know what? You save that person a lot more motherfucking pain than, you know, going on with shaking like, yeah, I like it. Yeah, you like, bitch, you know what? You know, hey, just go and say it and let it, set it free. That's where I feel the greed come in. Because look,
that's what I was getting ready to say. If nobody can set you free. Because of the things you do and the things the other person do, if they can't set you free at that moment, recognizing, hey, these are the things that I do, these are the things that you do, them two motherfuckers don't coincide.
That's right. Hello, you're exactly right. Yeah, sticking on.
I set you free, but I still want to be around you.
Playing your own playground.
You're free to do, hey, Gina. You are free to do what you do.
That's the best way to do it. I like that. So you're free to do whatever. But
free to do whatever. The sky's the limit.
Me,
right. And I'm free. Hey, however, on the flip of the script is I'm free to do what I do. And then when we meet together, they cannot. Even though it's hard, they're said and done. There cannot be that little bit of grudge in your heart when your partner or friend or whoever it is to you that you feel close to, even though y'all doing your thing, when they start explaining their story about the other women and the other men and the other whatever, you have to find a place to reserve that burn if you really care and feel for them.
Really?
Hey, check it. Even though it's agreed,
ooh-wee.
Or mutual, that, hey, you're going to be dealing with other people, I'm going to be dealing with other people, but there's still a burn in my heart or in my chest when I see you with another motherfucker.
Wow, yeah. Oh, yeah, you talking about them girls that be like, that don't care, and those guys and people that don't care. I pity those people because they're really desperate, and I think they got low self-esteem. Because if you don't give a damn about nothing, then I don't know what to say about you. I feel sorry for you because if you don't give a damn about nothing, damn. But that's just like somebody told me that. She don't give a damn. You know what? If you don't give a damn about nobody, you're a sad motherfucker. And, hey, you know, all I can do is, hey, I hope you get where you want to go. And I hope at the end of this life, you're where you need to be. And if by any chance, I know where the hell you're going. If you don't get it on the page that I feel like I'm on, then if I won't see you again, nigga, say la vie, nigga. Say catch you later, nigga. You go your way, I go my way. When we get to the pearly gates, I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in when I fit in, where I need to be. It's bigger places. There's a higher place than this. You know, people say, this is hell, whatever the hell. You know, I ain't no Bible beer, like I said, but I'm trying to get on a higher plane, man. You know what? I don't want to live. I don't want to walk with two-legged animals. You know, I want to kind of float around here. So I feel like this. I'm doing good. See, when you start focusing on you and you start, you know, good things start happening. When you let go, you know, just like Bishop said, you know, when old things, what did he say? As I lived as a child, I remained as a child, learned as a child, you know.
Yeah.
So you did childish things, and then, you know, until you mature. And you know what? In the case, if you never mature, well, that's kind of bad. That's kind of like what they say about Michael Jackson. But the case is, hey, you know what? That's sad for you. It's sad for you. If I can help you anyway, if I run across your path, I'll throw you out as a lifesaver. But the case is, hey, that's something that you got to get within yourself. And that is really sad. That's a sad, lonely person. And as far as I can, you might as well go sit in a dark corner in a room by yourself and then just wait until, you know, all your people that come around come visit you. You know, and sooner or later, if nobody comes to visit you, then you won't feel so bad because you didn't appreciate nobody that was around you in the first place. So, I mean, for granted, and like I know, when you take things for granted, it just goes away. And then maybe you might revisit it, or maybe you might not, or maybe you just grow up and be a begrudging old motherfucker or something like that, and you'd be sitting up on the porch saying, get off my ride! Shit. You know?
Stop it.
Yeah, that's the old motherfucker that said, get off my ride! You know, you ain't even walking on the ground. Who's my driveway? You know, that's that old motherfucker like that.
Who's that? Hey, is that Uncle Jerry's stepbrother?
Because nobody want to come to your house. Nobody want to visit you and nothing. Hey, it's a blow up. Your ass would die in there by yourself. If I didn't find you about a month later, stanking or some shit like that, that's cold. I want my loved ones to be. I want y'all to be around me when, you know, wherever I do, man. You know, so. You know, it's lonely on the top, and you know what? Shit, ain't nobody give a damn about you because you never gave a damn about nobody else. That's a blow up. Right. L, I hear you, Todd. Anonymous. Sweet. B. Corsket. Okay. If y'all going to be there, you're going to be there for me. I don't know about you. Cause
I'm still here.
Right. You know, and another thing I can say this, too. Sometimes it's all about what you in. You know, I think I'm going through what I'm going through now is because it was probably the wrong place at the wrong time. And you know what? I need to check myself. That's fuck.
Hear me?
No business.
We learn from our mistakes. We learn from the people that we associate with. We learn from these people. You know, we learn what to do and what not to do.
Right. I saw a flash today that blew me up, and I was like, damn, now I understand. I'm like, oh, man, like that? I said, well, I'm good because it ain't going to never happen again. I ain't going to go through that never again. I see it, Lord, thank you very much. And, you know, hey, God bless the child who ain't got his own, and they lost, and they don't understand. That's on them, you know, but I can't go down with the ship because I'm trying to save people on this other ship over here. I ain't trying to go down with a sinking ship that, you know, it's going to sink anyway. It's a blow up.
Right. That's right.
You know what? The rudders are still running. Just remember that. The rudders are still running from that one ship. You understand?
Yep.
Hello? Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I heard you, my brother. I'm right here. No, I was wrapping my hand because, you know, it's I think it's affected really bad, y'all. You know, I ain't trying to say nothing, but I think it's affected really bad. But we'll see after I get off the show tonight, and maybe I have to go to the hospital. Yeah, because it's really leaking bad. The deal is this, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to end up no old, lonely, miserable, you know, just grouching, mad at everything, and bitter and better. Because, gosh, if I'm going to be like that, I might as well. Hey, your kids be like pitching on you and shit. Oh, you know, you got to be in a convalescent home. Nobody want to be bothered with you. You know, that's probably what my mama wanted to just go out. You know, that, you know, she didn't want nobody to have to worry about it, nobody mistreat you because, you know, hey, you never know about people. And when you ask that question, Brian, you say, well, anybody been there for you when you was down and when you was up? You know, shit. You know, yeah, I have. And it's really the folks around me, right? Really, seriously, at times that I need it. All of y'all been there. So the dealer says, you know, wow, I'm glad I got that today. I got that today, and I want to continue with that. That's something, you know, because if everybody hate shit up, if nobody really likes me and nobody care, you know, I wouldn't even have a show. Who would be calling it? Except me, you know, grouchy people who ain't got nobody, don't want to come visit their ass and shit.
The bottom line is you had a vision. Your vision is still strong.
I saw a vision, and you know what?
And don't forget your vision, because other people can carry your vision. I want to also reiterate what you were saying about the convalescent home. My grandmother, proudly, is 76 years old. She spent almost a quarter of her life taking care of people that couldn't take care of themselves, turn them, roll them over, change their bed pans, you know, give them water, roll them in the wheelchair. She worked from 11 to 7, so she caught all the Aflac after everybody went home in the daytime. You understand me? And she came from miles away to make that job happen for that place. And that place is still standing, but it got a different name on Temple and 10th.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, pink and green trim. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right on the corner. It used to be called Empress. But then shout out for Empress, you know. There's a lot of good ones and a lot of, you know, unfortunate ones that work there. That's all I'm going to say. My grandma was priding herself in her job, and she knows that she was taking care of good people, regardless if they was on their way to the south door. Okay?
And she raised you?
Excuse me?
And she raised you?
She raised me?
She raised you right.
Well, she tried. And like she still tell me today, and I'm 40 years old, I'm a hard head with a soft ass. You know? But yet and still, she knows my ass. And I can say that with grace, you know?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, wait. Sweet with the T want to say something. Okay.
All right. I'm here.
Hello. I just want to say that it sounds to me like your mother was one of those rare, unique flowers in the Garden of Life. We have a lot of ladies that have gone through the weather and weathered the storm. Whether it was, you know, the husband died early or he never was there, or whether she raised her grandchildren as her own, or whether she took in her sister or brother's children, she always took unity and lacked giving herself as much attention as she should. But she always has a glow and a very radiant and amazing source of energy and light that to illuminate others, to bring their darkness into a different shade, to help them to be able to see and smell a new air of life so that they have a desire, a glimpse of what could be, you know, by seeing her transition through the hard times into whatever time she had, caring for others and caring for you. You have a great deal of respect for her because she was a responsible and a very giving and a very honest and as well as dedicated mother. And that's a wonderful thing when you have that kind of garden planted before you and you can recognize. All right.
Thank you. What I want to reiterate to Sweet, without the tea, is that my mother has been in the South Door 9 years. And the first 5 years, I went through a struggle. It was a very hard struggle for myself, okay? I'm barely breaking out of that struggle, okay? And understanding how to make that fried chicken fry right, how to make that, you know what I'm saying, cabbage fry right, you know what I mean? I can always make some good white rice, you understand me? But you're still making that. The cabbage and that other stuff, it takes time. You understand me? It's certain things. What I said, what I meant that was, is that what you also iterated is that she also installed me that everything's going to be all right. This is her last words to me as her youngest son, her only son, okay? And as my journey went through what it had to go through, there and therefore, I feel that I'm a better person, not a fixed person, but a better person than I was 10 years ago. Even though I still look for the normities, as they call it, in MHA, the normities. You know, how do you get away from the normities? But yet and still, we're not on that topic. That's another whole another show.
Well, you
just
know,
to thank you for acknowledging, you know, to the entities.
And let me reiterate, because I just answered my total question, because I asked myself, you know, how do I, what is it? But I said it was what Sweet said, and it just came into my head, and I had to take a look at myself too. When you were speaking about your granny, you speaking about your mom, and Sweet was saying what she said, and I had to think about it. See, in my situation, see, I raised kids. I raised two young, beautiful young people, and
that's right.
I guess it's probably why I had an example to set too. See, my children are a reflection of me, and if I didn't want to see them ugly, if I don't want to see them in a bad light, then I had to keep my shit straight, right? Because I'm in place to take care of them, nurture them, to teach them, and whatever they see me do and how they see me act, and whatever my get down, if I got one, then they're going to have a get down. You know, so it's like, see, I had two people that I had to show a right way. See, if I didn't have them, probably I would be like running amok. I don't give a damn about anybody. Fuck everybody, you know, because I ain't got nobody to, you know what I'm saying, to have respect in front of. But when you have children, yeah, and you have people who look up to you and they expect you, you know, and you're the provider for one, and you're the keeper of them. You know, if you're a half-ass and you're no good, you know, I know there's some out there, but I couldn't see that for me and my children. It's not proper. I wasn't brought up that way. So, being it that I thank my mom and them, you know, with love to them up in heaven, that they gave me this opportunity to be here. And you know what? It matters. It matters a great deal. When I see my son going out here and busting his ass, and I see how hard they work, and I see my daughter over there holding it down, and I see older people older than me who ain't got a stable job and ain't got an apartment. Going through shit back and forth, save shit back and forth. It's like a revolving door with them. And I'm like, these two young people, and they doing it. It's like, damn, whew, I'm a cut up. You never would have thought it. Shit, they sometimes surprise me. I thought somebody must have gave me them babies or I stole them out the hospital, but really, they really are mine because they kind of look like me. But the deal is, like, damn, I'm lucky that they came out as good as they did, because wow, I thought I was really a cut up, you know. So I did my job. So, but then in later life, though, I still have this community out here who sees me out there on the street, who knows what I do, who, you know, catches me out there, who, you know, I can't hide from. So you know what? I got people that, you know, I got people that depend on me, and people that I don't want to show them anything other than what they deserve. I don't want to treat them any less than what they deserve. You know, I got a reputation to uphold. Is who I say I am. See, because you can talk a good one, like, you know, what comes out of my mouth. You talk about L. Sharpton and all these leaders who ain't doing nothing. You know, I don't want to be a shaker, a philanderer, a hoodwinkler. You know what I mean? I can't do that. No, just like L, when she was running Kaiser down there, she didn't want to be half-assed. She did it with, you know, you don't have to critique yourself. You got to have pride, not foolish pride, but you got to have pride in what you do and how you do it. Am I right, L? And I know
that's right.
What's the other word she said? What's the other word she said? I want to reiterate on the word she said before she said pride, or after she said pride.
You talking about me? Pride.
Yeah. After you said pride, what was the other word that you said? It was a P word, right?
Shit, pride.
Purpose. Your purpose.
I got people.
Your purpose is plain and simple. Your purpose. This is your purpose to the community. You know, you don't owe nobody jack nothing. You're doing this out of the kindness of the will. You know, it takes a person to pick up the phone and make a 30-second call or a 15-second call just to say hello. We have people all over this whole continent that we know, international and domestic. But just to say that we can touch them in certain ways is a gift. Just to acknowledge that they are there and still there in our corner, no matter what falls down or stands up. Because if you fall down, you must stand up and brush yourself off, sister. Right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being angry. I just want to be understood. That's it.
Me too.
That's my vision. That's my vision. Just being understood and how I can help others achieve the same goals. That's why I love the F out of your show.
Yeah, worry. It's not depending on what sentence you use it in. Am I right, y'all? You gonna blow my head up? Come on, you guys. You want me to float out the door and shit, right? You know,
if you start growing wings, I want to fly on your wings. at least be the atmosphere so I can get a little drift from that fog that, you know, lifts you up, you know.
Oh my God, you know. I really thank you guys for being out here, all of you guys. You know, it's really nice, you know, to know that as you guys support me. You know, the main thing is that I kind of look at it like, you know, it's so many people that I touch every day in the mass text, and so many people that, you know, I try to, you know, get out there, and it's the ones
engage.
Who
yeah.
You know. It's the ones, you know, sometimes I ask myself, but then some of them be online, so I can't see all them. I don't go out there to see them, but it's like, you know, it's like, wow, I touch a lot of people, and sometimes it makes you wonder, like, dang, you know, why ain't they touch me? You know, then I got to look at it like this, you know what, it's real nice just to have the people that, you know, care about you and the people who know you and people who support you and say, hey, I'm here. I'm here if it's only for 2 minutes. I'm here. You know, I'm looking at, a little bit, she sent a message, she loved me, she missed me, she used all this, she makes you want to lose me. I was like, man, yeah, come on, that's a blow up. You know what? Nothing, anybody that loves you is not going to hinder you from anything. Anybody that loves you is not going to try to stop you, roadblock you, get in your way, sidetrack you, divert you, you know, get it, you know, trick you up. You know what? Sometimes it might just take for somebody to say, you know what? I need to get on up out of here. You know, I've heard someone say, I don't want to hinder you. That do make a sense. Yeah, it's like, because you don't love nobody if you just be in their way. You know, if you're nothing bringing nothing good to a situation, it's like, wow. You know, I thank God today. Now, I walk away from bad situations. I thank God for the things he showed me today. And you know what? I'm going to take heed to those things. It wasn't like, you know, people like, oh my God, you don't need to go to size. You're helping people and you're going to cut your. It's none of that. You know what? I just got to be careful of my surroundings. I got to be careful of the people that I'm dealing with. And you know what? It might have been a one-line person in a situation, but then it could be two-line people in a situation too. Wow. That's just a blow-up. You never know. But like I said, God bless anybody with whatever. Whatever, all of it had my blood on it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can't hurt a child of God. You can't work nobody like me. You can't hurt me. You can't.
What I explained to you the other day that I explained to you, you can hurt the flesh, but you can never kill the soul. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm a true believer of that because I hurt my flesh, but they didn't, you know. I truthfully hurt my flesh because I was a part of that. However, they had a part too when my flesh was hurt, okay? But they didn't kill my spirit or my soul because I'm still here talking to you and everyone else that's out there that's listening. Oh.
Yes. I think it's just people know how to accept things, love it, how to give it. They don't know what it is. Never had. Nope.
Make sure you had a.
you know what I'm saying, the smallest thing to show you how to love and care for someone. You know, today I'm good. Today, you know, you might think you're getting over on me. You know, you might say, you know, yeah, you know, people might be like, oh, I got over, I'm getting over, I'm working. You know, I'm working me. You're working yourself. You're working yourself because you're working against a clock that's going this way, but you're going backwards. And then it's going to fall in the darkness. No. God bless you. That's all I can say. L, can you hear me, girl?
Okay. Same to you.
Yeah, I'm here.
To meet you all.
Yeah, I'm here.
You had to teach me that. How to speak.
Japanese?
No, Native American.
No,
Native American and French, you know, French was supposed to be the language of love. You know, Native American, it's like, I got it.
It's intertwined, I think.
I don't know how you say it, but it's, you talk.
My tribe has, not to diverge from the topic, however the case, my tribe is Cherokee language, which is Southeast Band Creek out of Georgia, Macon, Georgia, that is, you know. A lot of my people have the name Lightfoot, which is their maiden name. And I still figure, how do they get a maiden name like that, you know?
Because
it has to come from somewhere.
Because they light on their, I know they light on their feet and they swift. They take no shit.
Yeah, I don't know. We take a lot of shit.
Yeah. Down, but I
we're tolerable people.
You know what? Wow, you know what? And you know what I also, too, realize? And it's real cold, though. And sometimes, you know, you want to give people so much credit and you want to think that they're not, you know, that they're kind of like you or they're of you. You know, you guys know what I mean? And then, you know what? Reality is, you know, people sometimes are the people that they're around. If you can look around the people that they're, that the people that they have in their company, kind of sometimes, you know, the thing like birds of a feather flock together. You know, if you're of what you're around, but if you continue to be around it, if you're not trying to help the person, you know, because somebody asked me, Elle asked me that, nobody accused you of doing it? Like, no, you know what? Because, you know, I carry myself with respect. No, I never, you know, it would bother me when people would look at her funny, but it's like, you know what? I guess, you know, see, I'm a leader. You know, I don't know where she is, but I'm a leader. And, you know, it's hard to kind of get the leader to, you know, fall off the track and shit and go down some other road. But, you know, when you love somebody, you will go to, you know, to help them. But the deal is this, is like, wow, if you continue to be around those kind of people, and if that's the only people you kind of attract, it's like, if you haven't already become what they are, you're already what they are. And I think, not to say you should judge people by their friends or their associates or the people that they deal with, but you better damn well be careful about who the hell they're dealing with. Because, you know, I mean, the apple, what they say, the apple don't fall far from a tree. And you know what? I get away from shit. You know what? I'm not the kind of person that like to be in no trouble. You know what I mean? L, you know, we grew up private school and all that extra, but, you know, we never like to be in no trouble. You know, I never, you know, just like when you go to the grocery store, somebody's stealing and shit. You know, you don't want to be around a person stealing. You be around everybody they stealing? No, you want to be around
a person. Yeah, I never get no private school, girl. Man, they were running away from my ass. Shit.
What?
I could never get a private school girl. Woo-wee. Especially from a Catholic church. Woo-wee.
L, where was he at, L?
Oh, yeah. We did. That's how we, you know, we came up, and our parents, you know, they put us there, and you know, I guess they wanted to make, you know, that was supposed to make a difference. I don't know if it did or not, but you know, I'm glad that we had that opportunity, you know, to experience something different. You know, now the kids these days don't get that. You know, they're closing down these private schools and making these charter schools, and you know, so you know, we grew up that way, and hopefully that it made us better people.
Yeah, it made us better people. But you know what? Make it better. And you're awesome. You know, her mom passed when we were 16. She was 16. I was, 15? Or no, you were 17. I was 16.
No, I was 16. I just turned 16. You were going to turn 16. You were 15.
Girl.
Yeah.
We're going to cause it. She did it. You know what? If she didn't do it, if her job wasn't done, then Miss Tammy out there wouldn't be running Edison. She wouldn't be the head of philanthropy over there running that $6 million budget.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you guys had pizza twice a week, didn't you?
Well,
that was a joke. LOL. Come on now.
Oh. Pizza twice a week. What, at school? Nope.
Oh, you don't. Maybe St. Albert and all that shit. No, not in high school. Did we have pizza? No, we went off campus really most of the time, right? No shit, girls had cars, but you know back
vehicle.
I was born again virgin. Oh my God, I was what?
She was rolling.
No, I was rolling. I wasn't really rolling no car. You know, my brother, I was rolling with Big Bub. Big Bub, he took us on licks and stuff like that. We got to see the shady side and the, you know, cut-up side. We did. We got to be up with some shit. But the deal is, you know, it's like growing up, it was more so, you know, I was like the virgin, and I'd be preaching out there. I'd be up there selling. Oh, I'd be up there just, well, I'd be just condemning them up there. Sex is, I was a cut-up. I was so.
You know what? It wasn't bad though. It wasn't bad because you think about it today. You know, some of those things. You know, we learned back then. You know, we carry that stuff with us today. You know, life lessons. But you learn it as you learn it. You know, around the age that we were. That's where you learn right from wrong and what to do and what not to do. And you know, sex was something that we really shouldn't have been thinking about. And you know, but, you know, of course people were curious and, you know, we learned our lesson. You know, I wish I would have listened to a lot of things that, you know, people were saying back then because had I listened more, maybe, you know, life would have been a little different for me, you know. But, you know, who knows? Who knows?
The good maybe and the bad luggage.
That was all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. That was a virtue. You had to be a virgin, all that extra, and no sin, six of sin, portion of sin. When I was cut up. You know, I look back on. Yeah, that was a blow up. Yeah, that was a blow up.
Yep.
That was a blow up. That's been 68 day sermons. About fornication. I always hate. So I guess you could kind of say, about it, you know. Right, for that, you know, clear yourself, you know.
Gina, you kind of sort of breaking up. Hold the mic close.
What'd you say?
You kind of sort of breaking up. Hold the mic close.
It's my mic. It's my finger. I was always. I don't know. Your ass. Hey, are you there?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, I'm here.
Your ass. Your ass is...
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well...
get her. Oh.
A whoop, whoop. Who's that snoring in the background?
I don't know. I don't know. Sounds like somebody, wow.
Somebody is snoring, huh?
Yeah,
I hear it snoring.
Something else.
Where Brian at? Is that Brian?
Oh, he checked out a long time ago, I think.
Oh, did he?
He's out there. He'd be out there. Look, he's out there, but he'd be out there. Okay.
Like, he's listening to us right now.
Did he pass out?
You guys, he's a blow up drunk ain't shit, I tell you. What can you say? Drunk ain't shit.
Drunk ain't shit.
It all depends on what drunk you're talking to. Is I'm a blow up drunk.
Yeah.
I'm a blow up drunk. I can't drink you on the table, but we can drink up under the table together.
Yeah, and then some of we're anonymous can drink under your under my table. No.
I hear you.
Yeah, you hear that a whole. I gotta make that anonymous. Like, well, oh, hey, you got 4 hours, so.
I'm still in. What
are
we gonna talk about next?
Oh, we gonna blow it up. Al says she don't gotta work. A beautiful day we all.
Good to hear from you, Lorraine.
I know, hey Todd. I know, hey. I'm gonna try to get down there. I might come. I was thinking about getting in my car actually. I don't know.
Oh, that's a nice car. You got the same thing.
Yeah. It won't be changing no time soon, you know.
Hey, keep it along, Doug.
I got a couple of more years.
You
got to
work your way up to 22. So you got to work your way up to 22.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They fit.
They fit.
Ain't worth two quarters.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So.
You guys want to play
this
some. You guys want to play some motivated music and shit. Go grab you guys something to drink. We got
take some of that Nick condition, please.
Oh, you know what? You better take your homeboy so with the IQ. Take it down some more.
You're breaking up, girl.
You know what? Yes, I could. I just put it this way. The work condition. To cover. It has to be an MP4 or an 18. And if it's not, won't download it. Yeah, come over and get on your partner. You need to get your mama some.
What?
You need to get on your partner and tell him he need to put some in my studio. They got all the iTunes. See, I for everything.
But you got
Mick
condition right there.
Yeah, but I can't play it.
Your eyes go on.
Make sure you get that job, money. Well, you have to come over
here. I do that, dude.
No, what? We got to play something inspiring. Tonight is kind of crazy. You know what? I'm so
I'm still here.
Me like a so you guys want to rock it? Y'all want to hear something mellow? Kick ass.
Don't play Beyonce.
Did you say don't play Beyonce?
No, please don't Beyonce. I'm on Cortez's team. No more Beyonce.
Okay, you guys. Okay, I won't. Hey, L. I don't know if you can hear. It's a nice feel into my bare butt.
Very not bad.
Yeah. Just give it to me down and slow.
She said except my L Green. I got you guys want to go. I want L Green for Sweet with the Tea. Y'all want to put L Green in it?
Let's do some L Green.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Without the grits.
Yeah. L
Without
Green.
Without the hot grits or the hot rice.
I bet he learned his lesson.
Hell yeah.
He ain't learned shit. He ain't learned shit. Nigga don't learn.
I learned my own lesson when it burned me, and I didn't have no woman in the house.
A woman scorn ain't no joke.
Wow.
I tell you, the other part of L will know that. He gonna learn. He gonna learn.
Man, you know that was man.
I tell you about them cougars, man. Them cougars is mud, man. You got, like Gina said, they got worms and they gonna give them to you. I'm just joking.
Well, no, for real, for real, for real, honey. They got parasites. Them old parasites going up. No, we're not talking about you, sweet.
Ain't nobody out there got worms. No, for real.
Oh, no.
Just, hypothetically speaking.
You do got. My name said, don't get.
Come on in with Al.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play. That's crazy.
You're echoing.
Oh, maybe I'm too close. Let me go ahead and do a time check.
Did you say a honey run?
Yeah, I'm going to go make a honey run.
If it's not honey, it's not right. What's the slogan?
What? If it ain't honey, it ain't right. And what?
I heard they call them by the fifth nowadays.
Oh yes. I can't tell nobody, but guys, we'll talk this on the download. It's too many.
I don't know where.
Oh no, but we they got them out here now.
Not you feel?
Really?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys in the game.
Yeah, in the game. It's only one store, no, I found it at, though. But, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before 11.
Look, don't say that. You're listening. We don't want nobody. And I would have, sorry, we got to keep that on. We only could work about two, more, like Noah and shit, two by two, right? Slow up.
Have a good sunrise.
Okay, you guys hang up. numbers together. Check in. Play the song for her. And respect the vibe. All right, goes out to the family. It's kind of sad. Especially a mom. So.
Yo, Cam.
The intermission. I hope you guys drink some water. You guys sharpen up your tools together, and we'll be back after L. In a breath. How you mend a broken heart. Lying, son of a bitch. Done.
Body, yeah, a broken heart. You don't mend it. Oh, let me be quiet.
How many broken hearts, right? From the age of what?
Oh,
yeah.
Can you stop the old one?
Hello, are we out there still? Hello, this is Anonymous speaking. Is anybody still there? Hello? Hello?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okie doke, love you too.
Hey, you guys, I'm back. Hold that thought. Oh, I was really kind of close on that one, you guys. My system's kind of running a little slow, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this one out. This is out here for all those people. I always get in Texas. Texas from your loved ones saying that, you guys, we ought to have a karaoke night. Shout out there for my little mama out there, Sweetie Face. She said we should have a karaoke night. She's having a good time out there with you guys. So much love to Elle, much love to Todd, much love to all you guys out here representing. So much love to you, Anonymous. We're going to go ahead and send a shout out here. We're going to play something. He said no Beyonce, didn't he? All right, well, I'll be good. We're going to go ahead and play D'Angelo. He's a hot one. No, hey, since Elle is out here, we're going to play, I don't know if I played this for her since she's been out here. We're going to play Purple Kisses by Dream. It's a hot song, so check it out, y'all. Yeah, running a little slow. I got it. I'm done. But I tell you, if the host is not here to run things, I tell you. Lazy is what lazy does. While the world will fall apart if I wasn't here. Like, okay, let's see. Let's see, Josie. You want to give me a hard time tonight? D'Angelo, work it. Boy, work it. You know, Satan is working. Ouch. You guys got to bear with me. I got this one arm working, so I'm doing everything with one arm at a time. So this is how we're going to do this. You guys stay right there. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to sign in, sign out, check it out, refresh it, see what's going on. So hold tight. You guys, you just don't know how it feels there. This one arm working. Man, I tell you. Hello, my family, friends, people out there who love me and miss me. I'm back. I'm back, but this time. So, I'm going to cut up. I had to sign back in, you guys, so just hang on. So that was about 150. I wonder why would it do that? Okay. Okay, I know it sounds, you know what? Thank you. Here's for you guys. You guys can, I can't see, but you can hear me. Here's for the haters.